Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of 1 John chapter 3, we were taught that if a Christian does not walk daily with the Lord, he will get chastened and scourged. Well, let's end the week on that thought today. Foundation for the Bible stands. So, if a person has the habitual sin of gossip that the Lord put on the level of homosexuality or some other sin, does that mean they're not saved? And look, I've had people that I've worked with that have been under my ministry that if I just shared something from the Bible, but it went against what maybe their college they attended had to say, it didn't matter what the Bible said. They were upset with me, and they were upset that I would even preach that from the Bible. Yet, God is always right. Man is always wrong. And get that principle down. In Galatians 5:24, it tells us what to do. And they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with the affections and lust. Sometimes when a sin gets dominant, now I've had even preachers in my study that had problems with pornography. The need is to crucify the flesh with the affections and the lust. If we live in the Spirit, let us also walk in the Spirit. The Spirit works through His Word. Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. In Job chapter 31, I made a covenant with mine eyes. Why then should I think upon a maid? So again, when you start seeing the Scripture, it tells us to set our heart, our mind, our affection on things above. Get them off the things of this earth. There is victory, but you do have to make an effort. You have to make an effort, and God strengthens you to do the effort. You can't do it in your own strength, but you can do all things through Christ which strengtheth us. Now look at verse 9, and remember verses 8 and 10 of 1 John chapter 1. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and just to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. When man lapses into sin, it is the old nature. It's not the new, because God's seed remains in Him. But that spirit is grieved and quenched when we don't allow the Spirit to have free course and we don't walk in the Spirit. A Christian must walk daily with the Lord. And if a Christian does not walk daily with the Lord, Hebrews chapter 12, verses 6 through 8 tells us that he'll end up getting chastened and scourged by God, because the Lord chastens and He scourges His own. Sometimes He chastens by bringing things into our life. Maybe it's just the conviction of the heart and mind. Maybe it's taking away our peace. Maybe it's so many other things. But then other times, He scourges, means to flog with a whip. It may be your health. It may be a child of yours. It may be your spouse. And He has to take them in order to get your attention. So that brings us to a question then of what is meant by whosoever sinneth hath not seen Him, nor known Him. Again, it's in the Greek tense showing continuous action. This then is someone who is unrepentant. There was never a change. He only has an old nature that had a little taste of religion. Now, we read earlier in Hosea chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. They did not want their iniquity taken away. And in the same manner, some only want saved from hell, but not from their sin. And if that is you, then my friend, you're not saved. You're not forgiven. See, some people want delivered from the guilty conscience, but they don't really want forgiven. If you want your sin, then you cannot honestly say that you love God when that hurts him and separates fellowship from him. Because if I regard iniquity in my heart, Psalm 66:18 says, the Lord will not hear me. Again, let God be true, and let every man be a liar. So, again, we come back. He says, hath not seen him, in verse 6 of our text, here, 1 John 3. Hath not seen him. In the Greek, it's the idea of an action completed in the past and has a continuing result. It is also indicative of one who sees and beholds. He sees and beholds the manifestation of verse 5. Sin taken away. Now let's think again on Hebrews chapter 12, verse 6 through 8. This time, I want to read that entire section for you. Whom the Lord loveth, it's talking about Jesus Christ, whom the Lord loveth, he chasteneth, and scourgeth meaning to flog with a whip, scourgeth every son whom he receiveth. If ye endure chastening, God dealeth with you as with son. For what son is he whom the father chasteth not? But if ye be without chastisement, whereof all are partakers, then are ye bastards, that is, you're illegitimate, and not son. God chastens his own. If you continue in sin and not be chastened, then my friend, you're not saved. If one didn't want purified, if one didn't want his sin taken away, if one didn't want the presence of God to convict him as coming into a fellowship as a marriage commitment, but he wanted to only save from hell, not sin, that person was never saved to begin. Let me make that statement over again so that there is no mistaking about it. If one did not want purified, if one did not want his sin taken away, if one did not want the presence of God to convict him as coming into a relationship, as a marriage commitment convict, but he wanted only saved from hell, not sin, that man was never saved to begin. Too many place their faith in a prayer, not the person of Jesus Christ. Say this prayer and you'll go to heaven is like hocus pocus. Say these magic words and you're going to heaven. No. In Matthew 7:21-23, it says this, not every one that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. Now, not everyone says, Lord, Lord, enters the kingdom of heaven. Only they that do the will of the Father. What is that will? Well, 2 Peter 3:9 says, the Lord is not willing that any man should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So, his will is that we repent, turning to him to take away our sin. He says, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils, and in thy name have done many wonderful works. Now, what's interesting in this passage, that the Lord doesn't deny that they had prophesied in his name. He doesn't deny that they even cast out devils. He doesn't even deny they'd done many wonderful works. But listen to verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. Wow, that's powerful. You see, they were depending on their works, how good I am. Not realizing, oh no, they come short of the glory of God. See, in saved people, there are two classes of people. Two classes of people. Carnal, and then those who walk in the Spirit. A carnal Christian, the one who makes a false profession, has a difference. There's a difference between a carnal Christian and one who makes a false profession. The carnal will be scourged and chastened by God. They'll be miserable. They'll be convicted. Things go badly, and they know it. Some in Corinth slept early. That is, they died early because they would not stop. The carnal will not be like those in chapter 2, verse 28 here, 1 John. Now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before him that is coming. You see, some Christians are going to be ashamed at his coming. Some of the saved are going to be ashamed at his coming. They're not going to have confidence. But those that walk in the Spirit, they're going to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. They'll know by the word of God that they're going to hear that. They've been faithful to God's house. They've been witnesses. They've been moral. They've been kind. They've grown in the grace and knowledge of the Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let me just be personal with you. Can you see by the Bible whether or not you are truly saved? Is there evidence that you're saved by the word of God? If not, my friend, if I was you, I would make sure of that today. We must humble ourselves before God. Part of that is, well, swallowing our pride, admitting we're not sure, and then calling upon him to save our soul.
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on his firm foundation, for the Bible says, I will plant my